playground for thugs, 2 dead, 700 fires, and nearly 560 arrests in France after Champions League final. By Kurt Zindulka on June 1, 2025. France saw a record number of arrests following a major sporting event after deadly scenes broke out following Paris Saint-Germain's victory over Inter Milan in the Champions League final on Saturday. 2 people lost their lives, including a 17-year-old boy who was stabbed to death in Dax and a 20-year-old who was mowed down by a car in Paris. Several others were injured as a car crashed into the crowd in Grenoble. According to a report from Le Figaro, at least 192 people were injured during the chaos, including 7 firefighters and 22 police officers, one of whom is said to be in a coma. The paper, citing police sources, said that 559 arrests were made throughout the evening into the early hours of Sunday, including 491 in Paris. This dwarfed previous sports-related violence, such as the 227 arrests following the 2022 World Cup final. PSG supporters and violent opportunists looted stores across the country, including a Foot Locker on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, as well as in the cities of En-Massa, Nantes, and Pau. At least 700 fires were set, and 264 cars were set ablaze. The scenes sparked harsh condemnation from political leaders, including Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau, who condemned the barbarians and thugs who took to the streets following the soccer match. National Rally President Jordan Bardella said, "As with every popular festival, the French capital becomes a playground for thugs. Always the same profiles and always the same state impotence. It is no longer just a serious problem of insecurity. It is the entire image of France that is tarnished in the world." Bardella also criticized Retailleau for having clearly underestimated the police presence needed on Saturday evening. According to Le Figaro, some 5,000 officers were mobilized in Paris. Bruno Retailleau speaks of barbarians in the streets of Paris. "Tonight we have further proof that words, even harsh ones, will never replace action. He will have to explain this fiasco," the National Rally leader said. Responding to an image of rioters on top of a statue honoring French patron Saint Joan of Arc, French MEP Marion Maréchal remarked, "Just days before the anniversary of her burning at the stake, did Joan of Arc deserve this? Perhaps they don't even know who the saint is whose statue they are desecrating here. No one can yet claim that by continuing we will move towards a bright future of peace and national cohesion. The change of trajectory is imperative and urgent." Unsurprisingly, the violent outburst was downplayed by the far left, who attempted to cast blame on the police for instigating the mobs. MP Antoine Liamant, who joined the crowds on Saturday, said that, "Like tens of thousands of PSG supporters, I didn't break anything or loot anything. I was just with my friends to party at the Champs-Élysées. But the party turned into a hail of tear gas. Retailleau is definitely a bad minister of the interior." Meanwhile, leftist LFI parliamentarian Eric Coquerel blasted Interior Minister Retailleau for the use of the word barbarians, which he said had racist undertones. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xindulka@breitbart.com.